July 19th, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Dwight D. Eisenhower graduated from West Point, commanded the Allied forces in North Africa in 1942 and on D-Day in 1944, and he was supreme commander of the troops invading France. After the war, he became president of Columbia University, and before long, he was president of the United States. A conviction is a belief that moves you to action. Be a man of action. Prayers at presidential inaugurations aren't unusual, but it's usually not the new president doing the praying. In addition to three invited clergymen, Dwight D. Eisenhower prayed. He had had faith from a young age and prayed regularly, and he'd recently devoted himself to his wife's denomination. So now, when he wanted faith to play a major part in his presidency, as he did with many things, Eisenhower took command. Of the original inaugural speech, several more drafts and redrafts were crafted, some he disliked because they sounded too much like sermons. He gathered his staff and told them, "You want every person there to carry home with him a conviction that he can do something." Dwight Eisenhower, or Ike as they would call him, he didn't typically mince words. And in his inaugural address, he wouldn't be any different. He disliked words that drew attention to themselves. The average person needed to grasp the message and act upon it. On the morning of the inauguration, he changed the opening of his speech. For the oath, Eisenhower placed his hand on the same Bible George Washington had used, and he opened to this verse from the Old Testament. "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." 2 Chronicles 7:14. Ike turned to the crowd of people who waited in the chilly weather. President Eisenhower asked them to bow their heads while he uttered a private prayer. He asked God to make his team's dedication to service full and complete and to grant them discernment between right and wrong. Later in the speech, he returned his focus to the country's need for faith as the abiding creed of our fathers. Within days, he ordered that every cabinet meeting begin with a moment of silent prayer, where each person could respond according to his own faith. A week later, President Eisenhower was baptized. He meant what he said at his inauguration. While he never demanded that anyone pray or share his faith, he sent a strong message that prayer played a major role in his life and that his faith would guide him in how he led the nation. Your influence matters. A conviction is a belief that moves you to action. So, be a man of action.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jim Hatcher, and I serve the Alliance Church in Jerusalem. Cool story. One afternoon, my dad was playing ball in the Air Force base that my grandfather worked on, and Dwight Eisenhower paid a surprise visit to the workers there to meet them. So, my dad got to meet Dwight Eisenhower, which is super cool, and makes my dad super old. Now, there are a lot of things that we can say about Eisenhower, but one thing that we can't deny is that that man, he prioritized prayer. He didn't force it on other people, but he always made space for it in the everyday things that he was doing. And by doing that, he influenced a nation. And by doing that, he influenced world leaders. Now, as men, we have influence. We have influence with our friends, with our family, our coworkers, and our neighbors. And it's important that we make space for prayer in the regular everyday things that we are a part of. So for example, during the weekdays, I drive our kids to school, and on the way to school, I will pray a blessing over them, and I will ask God to show himself to our kids throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, we have a bedtime routine where we will thank God for how he showed himself to our family throughout the day. Another very practical and easy one is meals. We all eat, we love to eat. And so whenever it is that we sit down to eat, whether it's before or after, give thanks. That's an easy one. Because we live in the city, we hear sirens a lot. So as a family, if we're able to and we hear a siren, We will pause and we'll pray for the people that are going to help and the people that need help. So those are some ideas. But why? Why are we adding more prayer to our life? Prayer is simply paying attention to the presence of God that is with us right here and right now. And what we know from scripture and from personal experiences, the more that we engage his presence, not only does it change the things around us, but it actually changes us from the inside out. And so that brings us to today's challenge, and it's really simple. I want us to think about one thing, something that we do that's very simple every day. And I want us to agree to tie prayer, that discipline of prayer, to whatever that thing is and inviting God into that moment. So let's go ahead and pray now. Jesus, I thank you so much that you gave us the gift of prayer. And we ask you to show us how, continue to teach us how and where we can fit more of it in. Lord, thank you that you are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.